I think there's a lot of concern now that everything's going computer-based and classified records are expanding at an amazing rate, partly because they may exist in many different places on many different computers, and each one ends up in these incredible counts that that we see in reports that the government makes on its own progress. It's also created a situation where it can't possibly keep up with the declassification requirements that go with it. A recent estimate moved out 10 years or so, it would literally take 1 million people trying to declassify all the records that the government will have now that they're all being generated rapidly on computers. So, yes, I mean, the business is changing.
Talk about the concept of agency ownership of historical records and what that means for what you're trying to do.
Well, the current view is that the agency that created a record owns the record, and even an agency that uses someone else's information in its own record and now wants to declassify it, it has to go back to any agency that has what's called an equity to be sure that all the parties involved agree that this this record could be classified. I'm sorry, could be declassified. So you can imagine, this is a lengthy process that often results in conflict.
Makes it almost impossible, I would think, to try to respond to any kind of a FOIA request about anything.
It makes it difficult, and yet thousands and thousands of them are done. Millions of them have been responded to, and in fact, the government has declassified literally hundreds of millions of pages of records over the last 15 years.
All right, we've got the your Transforming Classification blog linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. You've got 8 recommendations there about how to transform the classification and declassification system, and you're inviting public comments. What kind of comments specifically do you want? I'm sure that you're not going to be too excited if some dummy like me goes on there and says these ideas are great or these ideas stink. That's not helpful. What's helpful for what you're trying to accomplish?
Well, you're right. You don't want either a very general comment that's too broad to use or something that's just at the edges, like I would have changed the wording a little bit.
Right.
But people who are really expert in it, and you know, we work extensively with what the openness community, people who deal with the classification and declassification system as outside experts on a continuous basis, trying to get the records of government open to the public, which is something that we agree with on the board. So they have great expertise, and we hope all these people, historians, openness experts, will contribute to the blog. And one of the things we've asked for recently is, you don't just have to respond to the papers that we have written. How about just any idea you have on the subject generally? And we're getting some inputs like that, which we welcome. We'll be continuing that until early June, and on May 26th, we're having an open hearing where members of the public will have the opportunity to express their views and hear the views of others.